Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus says, and I'm for salvation. Have been all forgiven, and my name is inscribed in the book of heaven. Ah, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Of the past have been all forgiven, and my name is inscribed on the book of heaven. Now, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Living here with my Lord in the Holy Union, day by day, all the way, holding sweet communion. Oh, a change, grace the throne in my lovely station, since my soul has received full and free salvation. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. Jordan to Canaan's fallen, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fallen, and this is like heaven to me. So when we are happy, we sing and we shout, somehow understand us, say, we're filled with the Spirit, there is, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fallen, and this is like heaven to me. We've heard the sweet music, the heavenly chord from Gloryland over the sea. A soul-thrilling message from Jesus of our Lord, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's valley, and this is like heaven to me. Amen. 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 It's good to rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If sister can find that song, it's I was sinking deep in sin, but love lifted me. Amen. I was sinking deep in sin, the peaceful shore, very deep, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, my soul. My love lifted me. Nothing else could have love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Nothing else could have love lifted me. Oh, my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence sleep, ever his praises sing. So mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could have love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Souls in danger look about. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love let me love lifted me when nothing else could have love lifted me. Lifted me, love lifted me. Nothing else could have love lifted me. Love lifted me. Nothing else could have love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could have love lifted me.
Amen. We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's open our Bible straight away to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 9, from verse 2 up to 7. Then we'll jump from verse 21 up to 27. Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 9, sorry, verse 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the year whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I pray unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and the mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandment. We have sinned, and we have committed iniquity, and we have done wickedly, and we have rebelled, even departing from thy precept and from thy judgment. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servant, the prophet, which spake in thy name to our kings, our priests, and our father, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belong unto thee, but unto us confusion of faith, at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the country, whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. Let's go to 21. And it says, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I have seen in the vision at the beginning being caused to fly sweetly, touch me about the time of the evening oblation. And he affirmed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. And the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment come forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the priest, shall be 7 weeks. And 80 weeks, the street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troubles time. And after 80 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the place that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end therefore shall be with a flood, and at the end of the war desolation are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of the abomination he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poor upon desolate. Let's go to the book of Hosea, chapter 6. We read the two first verses there, Hosea 6. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal us, and he has smite and he will bind us up. And after 2 days he will revive us in the third day, and he will raise us up, and we shall live in his light, his sight. Zechariah chapter 12. Zechariah chapter 12, from verse 10. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. And that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as they mourn in Hadrimon in the valley of Magdil. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, and the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wife apart, and the family of the house of the Levite apart, and their wives apart, and the family of the Shimei apart, and their wife apart, and all the family that remain, every family apart, and their wife apart. Zechariah chapter 13, we finish with this one, verses 6 to 7, and says, and one shall say upon him, what are these wounds in thy hand? Then he shall answer those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, say the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand upon the little one. Let the bow head and offer a word of prayer. Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight for the privilege that you have given to us to be in thy house. Father, you people has come tonight not to see a man that's eloquent in his speech, but is to meet with thee. And you prophet tell us, Father, that you went up and you have a gift at man. Father, we look upon thee. And you prophet tell us that the gift is the ability to put yourself aside and let the Lord use you. And we want to put ourselves, this congregation and myself, aside, that you shall use us, Father. Not only the speaker, but the hearer of thy word, Father. Bless us all. We come under expectation, Father. We surely believe you're going to meet with us, because you say where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be with them. Father, we know that we are needy people and we are depending on thee. And that's why we call upon thy name, that you shall provide to their need, the need of our saints that are down there where there's war, Father. You undertake in their behalf. Bless our pastor, Father. Bless everybody that is present here tonight, Father, because you know the reason we are here present, is to make ourselves ready, oh Father, that we know that in the morning, between 6 and 9, your prophet tell us that we will be raptured, Father. And we believe that one day we will change from the realm of mortality to immortality, Father. We'll be in that theophany, where we'll be able to shake hand with those that went before us, Father. We'll be able to shake hand with thy prophet. We'll be able to shake hand with Moses and all the saints of the old, Father. What a great privilege you have given to us, Father. Anoint us all, Father, and be with us. We commit all at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have your seat. You want just to look something tonight that is very interesting for the time that we are living. And from the scripture we read in the book of Daniel chapter 9, I would like to take a topic from there. Verse 2. And the Bible says, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 2, that our topic. In the first year of the reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the year, whereof the word of the Lord come to Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Daniel, as our topic, I understood by the books. Daniel understood something by the books. He took the books and he was reading. And he find that the time is drawing nigher. And he didn't read any book else, but he read the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Because Jeremiah was the one who prophesied about the number of the time that they're going to stand there. They're going to spend the day in Babylon. And we know the word Babylon meaning confusion. And we're going to bring it down to our time. And we will see that we have the same prophet like Jeremiah. That has prophesied the time that you are living in. It is a great privilege to have a prophet that can prophesy and the thing can come to the fulfillment of it. Now, Israel went to Babylon, which is a confusion. They went there. Daniel explained himself. I'm not going back there to save time. He explained the reason they went there. Because they didn't hearken to the prophet. They didn't hearken to God to provide the way that God has sent unto them. But that it was past, because it happened. It happened sometime that man goes astray. But Daniel knew the way to go back to the word of God. Now you see, Daniel knew the approach that these things that I'm reading, it has meaning. It has to do with our going back to Jerusalem. There's something that is happening here. These things didn't happen by chance. This prophet, he wasn't taken in consideration, because there was a lot of prophets that they prophesied different from Jeremiah. But Jeremiah, he says, I prophesied, the Lord tell me. If you want to read, you can read it to Jeremiah 25 from verse 11. And he says, the Lord told me that you have to go there for 70 years. There's no less. It must be fulfilled according to the word of the Lord. And Daniel took the books now. He didn't take the newspaper. And he said, I understood by the books. If you take the message of the hour, you're going to understand the time that we are living in. You will understand exactly what time that we are living in. And it's always very important when reading the Bible that you must recognize your day and its message. You must understand the time that you are living in. Here in the spoken word, Gabriel instruction to Daniel, the prophet says, oh man, and he said, I understood by books that Jeremiah, my brother, many, many years ago prophesied that Israel will stay down here 70 years. And that time is about to be fulfilled. And he made himself ready. And he called a fast and sanctified himself and ashes and sackcloth and put it upon his head and went to fasting and praying to understand about what day they were living in. The prophet said Daniel wanted to understand the day that he was living in. But he could not understand it easily. Being busy in the things of this world and at the same time understand the time that he was living in. It wasn't easy. And he make a way. He said, the only way I will understand this thing, I must fast, I must pray, I must make supplication to the Lord that I can understand. And reading this book of Jeremiah, I will be able to understand exactly how many time left. Because I don't want to be left behind. I want something to happen. And this books of Jeremiah, it has impact in the life of Daniel. Because when he read them, he didn't let him sleep. He wake up. He was revived. There was something that quickened his life and says, no, I have to do something now. I must seek the Lord and understand these things. Now, in the spoken word, recognize your day and its message. The prophet said, we are dealing today upon a Sunday school lesson that I want you to realize and recognize the time that we are living in. Now, it's something very important. The prophet said that you have to recognize the time that we are living in. All of us, we must recognize the time, that the time is not anymore the same. And Daniel went to pray, and by the time he went to pray, and we saw it in Daniel chapter 9 from verse 21, the angel Gabriel already was coming to give him the skill and the understanding. Now, he was coming to give him the skill and the understanding of the things that he was reading. Because the skill and the understanding, it only comes from God. Now, when you read the message, if you pray, you fast, you make the supplication, God must extend the understanding at you. And you read the message because it's a message of our time. It's a message that we are reading tonight. It's a message that pertains to our time. Because we know that we are living at the last day. And Daniel was living at the last day of his time. And it was Babylon. And according to Revelation chapter 3, we are living in Babylon time. Because it says the day is not hot, is not cold, but lukewarm. Lukewarm means confusion. And if you go back to Revelation chapter 18, you will see the same thing. That day of lukewarm condition, the day that Zechariah prophesied that it wasn't day, it wasn't night, but at the evening time, the light shall be. And the light come, which is the message of the hour. Now, Daniel was able now to read the book and pray and strive to understand these things. These things mean something. You know, it's not just the books like any book else. I hear about other people, but these books of Jeremiah has something to do with our time here in Babylon. Now, the books, the message of the hour of William Marion Branham, it has to do with our time here at the end of time. When you read it, you will understand that the time is gone. And the prophet, he says here, paragraph 82, in the same spoken word, Gabriel instruction to Daniel. And he says, so, when he began to read in the books, and they see that the time was drawing near to be fulfilled, he went to God in prayer to find out about it. What a time. What we are doing when we see nations are breaking, the sea roaring, man's heart failing for fear, perplexed of time, all these things and the handwriting on the wall, racial disintegration, all kind of evil going on in the world, and the fuzzy and the fight and stew and the weapon hanging in and the hunger that one little nation by the size of Cuba down here can destroy the world in 10 minutes. And them fusing with one another, ungodly men who know not God and know not his power, and the Holy Spirit in the church moving among the elector, showing himself alive after 2,000 years, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How can we sit slothfully? How can we just run over the top of it? Time we are way checking up, watching for that great hour approaching. That's what the prophet said, that we are in the same similar condition as Daniel. That the time that we need to check up, the time that we must be in praying, that we must understand the revelation of the word of God. We must understand why the message came from. The message didn't come just to make us a different group of the people, yet it's one portion of it. But it came to prepare us for the rapture, because we know that they're going to be a going away of the church. The bride will leave this place. Now Daniel, when he see the day approaching, he want to understand these things very well. He want to understand them and say, no, I can't leave them like this. These are my portion. These are for me. I must understand this thing very well. And the prophet, he says, now you see the history repeating itself. Jeremiah will not agree with their Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, whatever they might be. It just the word out. And it made them all, made it what now? Notice the story, the history is repeating itself. The prophet meaning that the day of Daniel, where the people used to sit down and read the book, the prophet say the story repeated again. Which it means that we are living in the day of Daniel again. That the story is repeated. That you and I must be in the condition that we are quickened, in the condition of revival. Then when we read the message, it has to do something in our life. We can't just read the message and leave the book in shelf and not changing something inside of our life. Because Daniel, when he read it, it pushed him to prayer. It pushed him to fasting, to seek the Lord, to understand the time that he was living in. And in another way, that he shall be made ready. And we know that Daniel, when he went there, the prophet tell us he went a young man. And that time that they went, it was 606 BC before Christ. And by the time Daniel started reading, it was 538. That was in the 68th year of it. And he started understanding that these things, it looked like things are going to the end. I must do something here. I must wake up. And when he wake, he confessed first his sin. And he didn't stop there. And he went to confess the sin of his brethren. He went to confess the sin of Israel. He wasn't selfish. He didn't say, oh, me, I'm okay now. Let me stop there. And he looked his brother. And he looked Israel. He said, no, my brother are not ready. Let me pray on their behalf. Let me intercede on their behalf. Because I want all of us to go. I don't want nobody to stay here. Amen. There's no need for us going to the same church and some left behind. That was something that was inside of Daniel's heart. As he went to make the prayer, he wanted to make sure that everybody's ready. And he wanted to make sure that everybody, we're going to go. We're going to leave this Babylon. And we know one day we have to go. We have to change from this body and to theophany. And that is supposed to be the attitude of every message believer when we read this message. and see one of our brethren or our sister in the condition that is not ready, you should not leave it at that. You should not say that the responsibility of the sister or the brother. No, it should be your responsibility and my responsibility to pray for one another. Amen. That we shall all leave Babylon and go to meet our Lord. And that was the attitude of Daniel. And he went to pray and he made the supplication and the confession, starting of his sin first. When he knew that his sin was under the blood, now this is the time for me to pray for my brethren, my sisters, and let me pray for them, that all of us, we must go. And that great morning, all of us will be rejoicing. We'll be shaking hands, that how a great victory was it, that we made it. That was the motive of Daniel going to prayer, because he wanted to understand these things. He wanted to get that revelation and say to his brethren. He said, my brethren, I was reading this book. I was reading Jeremiah the prophet, our holy prophet that prophesies about these things, about the end time. But I find something very good here. I want to share with you. I want to share these things with you. I want to show you the time that we are living in. Because the prophet said that we are living at the end time. And we are living in this time where we can see the fulfillment of the scripture. Where the fulfillment of the Bible and all the prophecy that the prophet foretold us, everything been fulfilled. And in that condition, you must have really the desire for the lost souls. You must have something. You must be hungering for something that will save people that are outside there in the world. That you, brother, that is backslidden in the heart, in the condition that he is, you will not leave it like this. You will say, no, doesn't care. I don't care about it. You will do something like Daniel. You will pray about it. You say, no, Lord, help my brother. Lord, help my sister. Because time are not the same anymore. Now, by the time he waits now, and he went praying, because God hears the prayer of his people. And we see that the scripture tells us that sweetly Gabriel came now to reveal everything unto Daniel. To show him everything that must happen until the end of everything. Now, he has to show him everything now, that those things that Hebrew children, they could not understand them, but Daniel was able to understand them. And God showed him them things. And despite that the Jew up to now, they never understood these things. And you and I, God has opened our spiritual eyes. And we are able to understand. Let me read this quote before we go deeper to the things. You will understand it. The prophet says, in the spoken word, Gabriel to Daniel again. And he says, I understand that he will send Elijah before that day come at the end time. That's a prophecy. That's one of the signs that of the end time. That Elijah must come. And Elijah must come and restore everything first. Before that dreadful day of the Lord should come. Now something must happen. The Lord will do something. And when you read the message and you see these things, you must know that things are far now. Because Elijah already come and he went. Parabaram already come and went. And what that message must have to do something, must have an impact in your spiritual life. If you were playing, you would say, no, no playing anymore. Because there's a fulfillment of the scripture. I must set my eyes on the goal now. I must pray now. And the prophet say now, he will have a message that will turn the heart of the children back to their fathers. Now, Elijah will have a message. That is our message that we have. That the message I'm preaching tonight will have a message that will turn back the heart of his people, you know, the heart of the children to their father. That's the message of Elijah. And the prophet says now, I do not understand by only the letter, I do by the word. By the written word, that Israel will return to her homeland and I will see her going in. Now that's one of the fulfillment of the scripture. That Israel will return back to her homeland. Now let's go to Daniel chapter 9 verse 24. That is where we want to give a focus as we go, and you will understand Daniel chapter 9 verse 24. Now we see here that 70 weeks I determine and open thy people and open the holy city to finish the transgression that the first things that Gabriel, the sixth purpose of Gabriel to Daniel. And they say now, the first thing he come and they say, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Now, that's the sixth thing, the objective, the purpose of Gabriel coming to Daniel to reveal him the things that he was praying in prayer. Daniel wanted to understand these things. And here now, by the time Daniel was praying, and our prayer sometime we thought that God didn't yet hear them. But the scripture tells us by the time that Daniel kneeled down to seek the Lord already charged Gabriel to come and to give the skill and understanding unto Daniel. That Daniel should understand these things. And the prophet tells us that those are the 60 things now. That it come, that Gabriel, it come to Daniel to explain to him these things. And we know that these things, Daniel 9:24, these things was fulfilled in our time. You see now, that this thing, the scripture there, never been fulfilled to Israel. Because Israel, if this scripture was fulfilled to them, we will not be saved. Because the scripture says that God has to blind Israel first for us to be saved. And we see when they make that transgression, and the word transgression means doing something wrong. When Israel did something wrong to God, you will see in the scripture when they make it. Because that scripture, when Gabriel revealed to Daniel, it's never been fulfilled yet. And it will be fulfilled. You will see that it will be fulfilled to Israel. But now, God has to blind them for a season. Let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Now, to see that this scripture there, it was sealed. That scripture there to them, God has to blind them. God could not reveal these things unto Israel. Because at that time, he fulfilled that scripture there. Because if he fulfilled, then you and I, we will not be saved. Now, that scripture, that portion of the scripture, Daniel 9:24, it must be sealed. The prophecy must be sealed. And we know anointing the most holy. That one is speaking about the millennium, speaking about the anointing of the temple. Now, it's never been fulfilled. Those scriptures was revealed unto Daniel. But at the end of it, Gabriel said to Daniel, seal the vision and the prophecy. And the book was sealed. And we know that the book was sealed. And it can only be revealed when the seventh angel come. And those things will be revealed. Amen. Now we see that there, it has to be sealed there. Because it was with a purpose. Now Daniel, now Romans chapter 11, verse 25. And Paul explained here very well. For I will not, brethren, that ye should not be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conscience. That blindness in part, it is happened to Israel until the fulfillment of the Gentile become in. Now God blinded them for the purpose of you and I. Now God blind Israel because the prophet tells us God can't deal with Israel and the Gentile at the same time. He deal with them separate. When God dealt with Israel, at that time he can't deal with the Gentile. And when he's dealing with the Gentile, he will never deal with Israel at the same time. He deal with them with a separate occasion. Now they were blind there. The things there, they make that sin. They make that transgression. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 27, where they make that transgression. Now, God sent them a Messiah. And we know that the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ started when he was 30 years old. And when he was 33 and a half, the minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, the priest, was made as a sacrifice. That was in the middle of the week. And the priest was cut that 3.5 years of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul telling us that Israel was blind for a purpose. And that scripture, that Gabriel come in Daniel chapter 9:24 to show them the scripture, to show Daniel. And that part of the scripture is not yet to fulfill to Israel. Because if it fulfilled to Israel, you and I will be lost. And the prophet tell us the way, the reason why God has to blind them is the same way as Paul says. God blinded them. That blind in part, God blinded them because God wants to deal with the gentle. God wants to deal with you and I. God wants to graft us in. He wants us to put us there. And there's no way where God could deal with them. And that time, if they have to recognize Christ, if they have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I will not be saved. You and I will not be saved. That's why the blind in part happened to Israel, that you and I could be saved. Look how God is merciful to you and I. How God is gracious to you and I. That God has to blind his own people, Israel, that he could save you and I. That's why God could let Jesus, even when he was praying, he said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. Because he know that they were blind with purpose. That you and I should have the privilege to inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. That you and I will be able to be called the children of God. Amen. That the reason Israel was blind. Now we see that with the message of the hour, by God given a prophet, we can understand this thing, that these things has to happen. It was with a purpose. God did it purposely. That these people should not recognize it. And the prophet says, when they make their transgression, he said it was in Matthew 27, verse 22, 24. Matthew 27, verse 22, 24. And it was that time that Israel transgressed against God. But Gabriel came and to show Daniel those things. And Israel, up to now, they don't believe in Messiah. They went back to Israel in 1948. The prophet said, the old star, sixth star of David. He said the flag was flopping there. Israel became a nation again. And that's one of the fulfillment of the scripture of the end time. Now, they went there. What they say is, they went there to wait for their Messiah. Because they never recognized him when he came for the first time. It was that blindness with a purpose that they should not recognize Jesus Christ for you and I to be saved. And the scripture says now that verse 24 of Matthew 27, it said, when Pilate saw that he could not prevail nothing, but that rather the tumult was made, and he took water and washed his hand before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. And then answer all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Then release he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, and he delivered him to be crucified. How Jesus, the sacrifice now, was cut Jesus in 3.5 ministry of Jesus Christ, which make the half week of Daniel that we're going to see. And that part of the scripture now, Jesus has to be crucified and they will not recognize him. They have nothing to do with him inside of accepting their Messiah. But they were blind, Paul says. In part, it's because of you and I that we shall be saved. That the purpose that God blinded them. And we see them, the prophet says, in the spoken word, Gabriel instruction to Daniel. He said that portion of the scripture, it was fulfilled in Matthew 27. That they were blind. That they could not see these things. They could not recognize the Messiah. The Messiah was cut not for his people. The Messiah was cut for you and I. That we shall receive salvation. That God shall save a sinner such as you and I. That we shall be able to be called the children of God. That God did blind Israel for you and I. Which means that you have some value in the sight of God. You and I, we have some value in the sight of God, because God could turn his back to Israel, and he turned his back to them, blind them, that you and I could be saved. And the prophet said that the reason why Jesus, let's go to Matthew chapter 23, verse 34. And Jesus, he could not there take in consideration their act, because he know that they were purposely blind. And he blinded them because he want to save you and I. And he said, Luke 23, verse 34. Luke 33, verse 34. And then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment, and they cast lot. They parted his raiment, and they cast lot. Now Jesus, inside of taking serious their act, because they choose Barnabas, they choose the murderer, they choose someone, a killer, inside of the life giver. But he didn't take heed of their act, because he know that these people are blind with a purpose. Because God must have a gentle bride. God must save the nation. But God can't deal with Israel and the nation at the same time. Now, I will not take their act to consideration. And the prophet said that the reason he could say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Because these things was pre-planned by God. God did it that he must blind them, that they should not recognize the Lord Jesus Christ, that you and I be able to be saved. That something should happen to us. And if it wasn't the message of the hour, we will not understand these things. That the scripture there, that when Gabriel come and tell Daniel these things, but Israel still blind, they could not see that scripture being fulfilled. And they went and committed that transgression unto God, by killing the Lord Jesus Christ, the life giver. And the prophet said the same story repeated again in our end time. He said, this time, the story repeated again in the spoken word, Jesus in your hand. What shall we do with the man called Jesus? And they said the same thing happened. At the end time, they have crucified Jesus Christ. They have crucified the message of the hour. And they have chosen more than a murder of the word of God. They have chosen man-made doctrine inside of the life giver. The story repeats again. The things happen at the same time. And when we see these things happening, our eyes must be on the goal. It should push us. It should have something to do with our prayer life. Because when the scripture being fulfilled, it must change our life. It must have impact inside of our life. The way we used to walk, it has to change. Because it changed Daniel. When Daniel read the scripture, it has impact inside of his life. And if we are the type of Daniel, and reading also the books of our prophet in this time, it should have impact inside of our life. It will have changed our life. Some of the things we do, we should not do them anymore. Our differences, we should put them aside. Because we know that the time is drawing nigh. That God is fixing to do something. That something is fixing to happen. Some of the little things, left and right, we should say, no, I forsake these things. Because the time is crucial. We are living at the end time. God is about to do something. The rapture is about to take place. Let me put aside these foolish things. I don't have nothing to do with them. And we see that these people were blind because of you and I. And God has to blind them, that God should bring us in. And how privilege that God give to us. That should blind his own people, that you and I should be saved. And we see that Daniel people now, God must deal with them. But God can't deal with Daniel people at the same time that he's dealing with us. Now the prophets tell us now, that Israel was blind, but it will come a time too, that the gentle bride, the church, must be blind also for God to be able to go back to Israel. Now, that is the time that we are living in now. I will read a quote from you from the spoken word. The prophet said, recognize the day and its message. The prophet said the same things must happen now. What happened to Israel when God blinded them to save you and I? God has to do the same thing for him to deal with Israel. God has to blind now the church, but not the bride. Because the bride, at that time, he will already be going home. The bride will not be blind, but the church will be blind. They will not know anything, because it says really the same thing. Now, in Revelation, let's go to Revelation, and show that the same thing, that this Laodicea church age, it must be blind the same way that God blinded Israel at that time. For God to go back to Israel, he must blind the church, but not the bride. The prophet said, he's not going to blind the bride, but he going to blind the church. Now, in verse 14 of Revelation chapter 3, and it says, now, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, said the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, and that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will thou art wet, cold, or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou art saying, I am rich and increase with goods, and I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And the prophet said, now, God has to do the same thing. He must blind them. That's why it says that Laodicea church is blind. Why? God has to blind them, that God can deal with Israel, that God can fulfill the prophecy that come to Daniel by Gabriel, that God can finish the transgression of his people. God could not finish the transgression of his people at the same time that he's dealing with the Gentile. No, God must blind the church that he must be able to go back to Israel. But the scripture telling us now, and the prophet telling us now, that the Laodicea church edge is blind. In the spoken word, go check it. Now recognize your day and its message. The prophet said that the same way that he blind the Jew for you and I to be saved is the same way that he's going to blind the church. But not the blind, not the bride. The bride will be going to the rapture at that time. Amen. Now God will blind the church. They must be blind, and we see they are blind because they can't see the scripture being fulfilled in their time. When God says, I will send unto you Elijah, and we read the scripture, and we put still postponing the scripture, they put it in the future. But the scripture already being fulfilled. When God says at the sounding of the trumpet, when the seventh angel shall sound the trumpet, all the mystery of God will be revealed. But you speak to the denomination church, they will tell you that that scripture will be fulfilled in the future. But I see the same thing. They are blind. They can't see the scripture now. If they are blind now, God must start now dealing with the Jew. That's why you see the Jew back to their homeland. Because God wants to start dealing with the Jew. That's why the prophet said it is so important to recognize the time that you are living in. Once you recognize the time that you are living in, your life will change. You won't live like anybody else. Because you will know that I'm a pilgrim here. I'm going somewhere. I can't behave like the people, the citizen of this city. Me, I'm going somewhere. God has made a way for me. Let me be different from the rest of the people. The way I conduct my house, the way I conduct my life, the way I do my things, it must be different from the rest of the people in the world. Because I'm living with a promise. I have a promise. God has sent us something. God has sent us the message of the hour, that our eyes should be open. Then when this world will go to tribulation, we don't need to go to the tribulation, because God already provided a way for us. And the prophet said that the scripture showed the same thing. He said, even the Old Testament,
the type never changed. He said, even Joseph, being the type of the Lord Jesus Christ, when Joseph was dealing with his brother, he was dealing with them when his wife was already in the palace. And he said, Joseph was a perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ, because in Joseph, there was a find no fault. No fault with Joseph. All the accusation was made to him. Joseph wasn't guilty of anything. And to Joseph, the prophet said, look, the same way happened to Joseph. Joseph was hated by his own brother. And they sold him to Egypt. And said the same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ. His own brother, Israel, sold him. They say, away with him, release Barabbas. You see, that away with the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want him. And the prophet said, the scripture must be fulfilled. And the type must be in the same way. And Joseph went to the dish. And he went to the prison. And the same way Jesus Christ went there and resurrected in the third day. The prophet said everything went the same. And when he come from there, Joseph come from the prison. He seated at the right hand of Pharaoh. And the prophet said when Jesus come from there, the scripture tell us, he's sitting at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf. And what Joseph was there, sitting there at the right hand of Pharaoh, interceding on the behalf of his brethren. When his brethren come with the need, they find Joseph already there. And he was able to supply to their need. And the prophet said, it doesn't change. It's the same way. The type must be the same. You see, the things must be fulfilled in the same way. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, he has to come first to the nation and to choose a bride from the nation. You and I, that he forsook his people, that he must choose a bride from the nation, that you and I could be called the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the time that we will go to the rapture, and from that time, the Lord Jesus Christ will be revealed to the Jew. That the same way the prophet said, the same scripture in Genesis 45, verse 25. What happened there when Joseph has to reveal to his people? Now his wife was already in the palace. His wife wasn't there when he was revealing to his people. When the Lord Jesus Christ will be revealing to the Jew, you and I, we won't be there anymore. Right. Now, but one great sign is that the Jew, they become a nation. Now we see that Daniel, he showed him the scripture. And some prophecy of Daniel was fulfilled. Because he tell him that the city will be desolation. The prince will come and will destroy the city. And will destroy Jerusalem. And he showed them that scripture. And we know that scripture, that it happened when they destroy Jerusalem. Because as we go down to Zechariah, you will find exactly that the scripture being fulfilled there. Let's go back to Daniel. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. From verse 24. And the scripture says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to anoint the most holy. And we see that the most of those five things that the Lord Jesus Christ has to fulfill them. And the prophet said the most holy is the anointing of the in the millennium of the temple. That when the scripture will be fulfilled. Now, in verse 25, it said, know therefore that understand that the going forth and the commandment and to restore and to build Jerusalem, and that what happened in the time of Nehemiah, Messiah the priest shall be 7 weeks and the 62 weeks and the street shall be built again and the wall even in troubles time. Now, and after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself and the people of the press, that he shall come, he shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end therefore shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolation is determined. Now the prophet tell us that this scripture of Daniel 9:26 it was fulfilled in AD 70, between 70 and 96, when General Titus, the Roman general, come and they destroy Jerusalem. And it fulfilled now the scripture we read. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 13. It fulfilled now the scripture we read in Zechariah chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. And it says now, and one shall say unto him, what are this wound in the hand? Then he shall answer, those which I have wounded in the house of my friend. Awake, as O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow. And said the Lord of hosts, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little one. Now we see that to smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And the prophet used that scripture. He said that was the fulfillment of the scripture. When they come, the Roman army, General Titus come, and they destroy Jerusalem, and all Israel was scattered all around the world. Everybody was scattered all around the world. They went to Germany, everywhere in the world. And the scripture, why? Because they smarted the shepherd. And the Lord Jesus Christ was the shepherd. When he was smarted now, the sheep was scattered. And all Israel went around the world. But he said he will return again unto the little one. Now the scripture will be fulfilled. And that scripture will be fulfilled. We see that it's starting now when Israel went back and to be a nation now. One of the portion of the scripture is already being fulfilled. In another way, it's saying that the Lord somehow is start dealing with the Jew because they are back to be a nation and again. Yeah. Now we see that something happened. That's why you could see that the people, the Laodicea church age, it was blind. Why? The church is blind, but the bride, the eyes are open. Amen. They are blind. They can't see what's happening. They can't see why Israel is a nation again. It has to do with the prophecy of the word of God. And that prophecy must be fulfilled. The word of God must be fulfilled. But the people can't see them. They think that it's just another nation that will stay there. No. It's the fulfillment of the scripture. The scripture must be fulfilled. Because Israel, they went there. And the prophet said when they went there, they were taking they were under the eagle wings, under the plane. And they went back there saying that, we're going back home. They say, why you are going? He say, we're going to wait for our Messiah. They know that the Messiah will come to them. The first time we were blind, but now they know that this is the time. They could feel that something happened. And some years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, Microsoft, the engineer from there, they tell him that we are leaving. And he says, why are you going to Israel? There's trouble there. Those Jews, they say, no, despite that there's a trouble there. We're going there because we're going to wait our Messiah. Say, no, I'll be paying you a lot of money. Say, no, if you want us to work for you, bring your business to Israel. And Microsoft has to shift a part of his business to Israel because those engineers, those people, very clever guys, they says we can't stay in America anymore because these are the time that we must go back home because God is going to fulfill his promise. And they already know, even people, they know that, no, something is happening. And they went back there. They know that, no, the Lord will do something. Now, it says in the book of Hosea. Let's go to the book of Hosea. The scripture says there, the scripture we read from the beginning. Because the Lord has to go back to his people. The Lord has to return back to his people. And it says, the word of the Lord. Hosea 6. And come, and let us return unto the Lord. For he has torn, and he will heal us. And he has a smite, and he will bind us. Now that Israel is speaking. We must go back to the Lord. And the Lord can only deal with Israel when they are in the homeland. The prophet say the Lord can't deal with Israel when they are outside of the homeland. They must go back, and they understood. They say, we must go back, we must return. We must return to the Lord. They know that when they are returning there, the Lord will do something. And he says, after 2 days, he will revive us. in the third day he will raise us up, and he will and we shall live in his sight. Now they know that after 2 days the Lord will revive Israel. On the third day, the Lord will revive them. Now, with the help of the prophet, we understand what these 2 days mean. These 2 days doesn't mean like 48 hours, the way you think, like days have to have 24 hours. No. The prophet teaches us and he shows us that we will see exactly that we are living in a crucial time, in a time that we must be awake. In a time that something must happen in our life. When we read the message, something must happen to our life. Amen. And it has to change our life. Because the prophet tells us, and the scripture, I agree 100% with the Bible. Because with the quote of the prophet, before I read the quote from you, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. You see that the day in the front of the Lord is not the same way that you and I can't. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, but, beloved, be not ignorant of this one things, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand year, and thousand year as one day. Now, you see that the day there we see in Hosea is not the same as 24 hours a day. It's not that it's 48 hours. No. This is the language of the Bible. And the Bible tells us that one day before the Lord, it's 1,000 years. And the prophet tells us in the spoken word, recognize your day and its message. The prophet gives us something very good here. Recognize your day and its message. And the prophet tells us here, and he says, now, after 2 days, he will revive us, give us a revival, bring us together. The Jew speaking on this trumpet now. Now he shall, and we shall live in his sight. Oh, have eternal life, you see? We will be in his sight. The Bible says, Hosea said, and we shall live in his sight. Life, have life in his sight, and that on his own life, eternal life, have life. Now, and he say, now notice carefully, then after 2 days, that didn't mean 24 hours day. The prophet tell us, it doesn't mean 24 hours day. Now, it's exactly the same as the way Peter tell us, that one day before the Lord is 1,000 years. Because there is been that happened way back yonder, many hundreds of years. See it. 2 days with the Lord after 2,000 years. Now you know how long it's been since that time. It's been 2,700 years since that. Because in Hosea there, the prophecy was made when? 780 BC. And the prophet said, we are preaching this message in 1964. It's more than 2,000 years. That's what does mean. 2 days, it's now 2,000 years. And they say, in the third day, he will revive us again. He will give us the life. Something must happen. And Israel know that in the third day, the Lord will do something to us. The Lord will fulfill his scripture. The Lord will visit us. The scripture will be fulfilled. And we know when that scripture will be fulfilled, Israel will be mourning. They'll be crying when they will see the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it was 1 week, and that week it was 7 days. And those 7 days, 3.5 years, it already gone in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. And the prophet says in the first seal, he said there is 3.5 another years. That is now there remain to be fulfilled. When those two messengers of the revelation chapter 11 will go to Israel, and that portion of the scripture, that ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, will go back to the Jew, and it will be fulfilled. Now we see that portion, that half week, is not yet to be fulfilled. And when that half of week will be fulfilled, the church will not be here. The church will go to the rapture.
Amen.
Now that's what the prophet tells us. Now we see that from there, that the scripture, it's going together. And in that time, and we know where that those scriptures, let's go to the Bible in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. And you will see that it's exactly happened the same way. Because it says here, now, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. That the 3.5 years that left, and it will be fulfilled when Elijah and Moses will go to Israel. And that time, that portion of the scripture, now that 3 score days, that 1,260 days, it means 1,260. Now, if you take that 1,260, you divide it by 360, you find that it gives you 3.5 years. Now, why? Because that is a prophetic calendar. Now, we know that we have 3 calendars. One of them is the Julia calendar, that mess up calendar, that tells us that we have 365.5 days a year. And another calendar is the Roman calendar that we use. It's 365. But we have the 3rd calendar. That is a perfect one. Because God can't make another month short, another month long. Which is 360 days. And the prophet say, that's the prophetic calendar. If you use that prophetic calendar, and you get that amount that is given there, 1,260, and you get it, you divide it by 360, you find that the remaining 3.5 years of the book of Daniel, that says when the Messiah will be cut in the middle of the week, it's going to be fulfilled now in the time that Revelation chapter 11 will be fulfilled. The prophet said at that time now, the fulfillment of the scripture will happen. And what will happen there? And we go back to the book of Zechariah chapter 12. And you will see that now, the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll be make known to his own people that his people will say, no, something is wrong here. What is happening? Because this thing is supposed not to be that way. Now, when they will see the Lord Jesus Christ revealing himself to them, they will recognize at that time when he came first, because they were blind. When they crucified him, when they put him in hell, they were blind. They could not recognize that this was the Messiah that came for us. God blinded them with a purpose that you and I could be saved. Now we see that in Zechariah chapter 12, from verse 10, it says, and I will pour open the house of David and open inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. Now, it's the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking. At that day, at that last portion, when the Lord Jesus Christ will go back to the Jew to make himself known unto them, the same way that Joseph, when he went to reveal to his own brethren, they were weeping, they were crying, that we sold our brother. Now the scripture also must be fulfilled here. When the Lord Jesus Christ will go and reveal himself unto them and say, they shall mourn for him as mourned for his only son. And he shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in the bitterness for his firstborn. And in that day, it shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem. And the mourning as at had dream mourn in the valley of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn every family apart. Everybody shall mourn when they see Jesus with those wounds. You say, what happened now? And look at Zechariah chapter 13, verse 6. and they ask him, and one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hand? And then he shall answer, those which I was wounded in the house of my friends. When they will see the wound in Jesus' hand, they will recognize now. They will cry. They say, we make something mistake, a big mistake. We have sold the Messiah. Look at all this wound. They will mourn. But Jesus will not take it because of for punishment. Because he knew that God blinded them with a purpose. That you and I could be saved. That the scripture could be fulfilled. That everything that you and I could be put in, that will be called the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, once we see these things are happening, ladies, what are happening to Israel? And the prophet tells us, all around us, things that are happening. And the scripture being fulfilled. And the things that are happening now, all around the world. Rumors of war, and all those things. Truth breaker. You know, they hate the people that love the truth. All the evil, love of pleasure. People love pleasure than anything else. Yeah. You will look how they fill the stadium for the world, for the World Cup. They fill the stadium because of pleasure. They will pay the ticket and travel long distance just to watch man playing soccer with short trouser. And what pleasure it is. Because it's the end time fulfillment of the scripture. People will love so much pleasure than anything else. And you find if you call them for the word of God, free of charge, they will not be there. And you find even some Christians, they will miss the church and they will go for pleasure and they're living the word of God. And I would say that this is the fulfillment of the scripture. And these things must happen. And when we see these things happening, it has to do something inside of our Christian life. It must bring us closer to Christ. Because the scripture being fulfilled, it must have impact inside of our life. Something must happen. Because when Daniel read, and he read the books, and when he understood by the books, that the day are about to be fulfilled, Daniel didn't stay quiet. He went to prayer. Kneeled down, fasting, and praying with supplication, and seeking the face of the Lord for his own sin and for the sin of his people. If that's the condition of your heart tonight, you are blessed people. If the condition of your heart is to seek the Lord and to know the time that we are living in, because the prophet is so important for us to understand the time that we are living in. If you understand the time that you are living in, you won't play at all. You'll be serious in your Christian life. If you understand, you say, no, there's no time for trouble anymore. This is the time for me to seek the Lord for my own life and to seek the Lord on the behalf of my brethren. But if the book doesn't mean anything to you, you can relax. You can be happy in your condition because it doesn't mean anything to you. But when it has impact in the life, when the books shake the life, it shook the life of Daniel, it pushed Daniel to prayer. If the books shook you tonight, we're going to pray. And you're going to see what's going to happen. There's going to be a revival. Because Daniel wanted the understanding of the scripture. He wanted to know exactly the time that he was living in. He didn't want to miss anything. And the same Daniel that you and I, Daniel was your type and my type. And we have a prophet greater than Jeremiah that tell us not only the things that are going to happen to our time. He tells us even the things that are going to happen to Israel. That you and I, we know that Israel, the way is going like that. There's no harm that will happen unto them. No matter how United Nations are going, there's nothing will happen there. God must seal his people first. God has to seal his people first. Because he says in Hosea 6 that he must revive them. He must give them eternal life. And the scripture itself says, let's finish with Revelation. Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. And you will see that scripture of Hosea chapter 6, verse 2, that says that they must be revived and live in the sight of God. It has to be fulfilled. Because it says now, I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000. and all the tribe of children of Israel. They must be, from verse 3, it says, saying, hath not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servant of our God in their forehead. That they must seal the first. They must revival. They must give life again to those Jew, to those 144,000. They must receive the life before everything could be destroyed. And the prophet said, when that scripture will be fulfilled, the bride will not be there anymore. Amen. The bride will be raptured. If you are the bride, you should be in the position of a revival. Amen. Because now is the revival of the bride. Because now our heart must be tuned with God. Our heart must be in the promise of God. We must let aside all the foolish things and put our heart in God. Because we know that we are living in a crucial junction. When the fulfillment of the scripture, the prophecy of the Bible, the prophecy of the prophet is being fulfilled. We don't have enough time. The prophet prophesied many years ago in 1933. He prophesied, he gave seven visions. He gave seven prophecies of the things that must happen. And we see almost those things are happening already. And we can see, if you read the news at the moment, the prophet says he saw a car that was driving without a driver. But the car was able to drive. And we see all the effort now, Google and most of the car manufacturing company, they want to drive that car. They already have it, but they want to make it perfect, that it can avoid the accident, it can avoid road blockage, and all these things. The car is there, that drive, that have no need of a driver. But that was one of the prophecy of the prophet. Yeah. The prophet prophesied it, and I saw a car in the form of an egg, and there was no driver there. I see the people in enjoyment like a playing card. And when we see those technology guys going day and day and to the perfection of that car, something must happen inside of our life. Something must happen inside of our Christian life. If it doesn't change your life, it means that's something wrong. Let's all stand and ask the song leader to come and give us a song before we enter to a time of prayer. This thing, I could not finish tonight. We will finish one day when the Lord willing. We'll go a bit deep to it. I think it's something very good, the message of the hour. It makes us awake. It makes us from the condition of sleeping, and we wake up, we know that, no, we are not the people of this world. We're going somewhere. It's like Daniel when he was in Babylon. He could not rest there. He was a prime minister. But despite the lecture life that he was having there, the comfort that he was receiving from Babylonian government, he could not keep Daniel quiet. When he read the books, something happened to his soul. And he went to seek the Lord. And he went to seek the Lord on his own behalf and the behalf of his brethren. If the message really touch you, it must push you to seek the Lord for your own life and the life of the congregation of God. Let's sing the song, then we'll all enter a time of prayer.
Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking, signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentiles' days numbered, rulers encumbered, eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is here, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps turn clear. Look up, your redemption is here. The victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, her national life long been torn. Today she is calling, her letter rhymes are falling, return our disgrace to your own. day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are filling for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps dim and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be on the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are filling for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps dim and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. False prophets are lying, God's truth they are denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurts God's revelation, we'll walk where the stones have torn. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are feeling for fear. They're filled with the Spirit, your lips dim and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are feeling for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp dim and clear. Look up, your redemption is here.
Let us all speak to the Lord. Let us ask God to bring the revival inside of our heart. The prophet says sometimes revival not adding numbers, but just to revive something that the Lord has already put inside of our heart. If the Lord revive that, we will be able to bring a lot of souls to this place. Let us all pray together. Ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, toi le grand Créateur du ciel et de la terre, éternel notre Dieu, je te remercie grandement pour ta sainte présence parmi nous ce moment. Ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, pour tout ce que toi, tu es en train de faire, tu nous as accepté, tu as été avec nous. Ô Dieu bien-aimé, Père éternel, tu as fait quelque chose de spécial, ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, car toi tu es descendu. Tu vois les uns et les autres nous font venir écouter ta sainte parole, Père, sûrement. Toi, tu nous as parlé, tu as été avec nous, tu t'es manifesté à nous, tu as fait quelque chose de spécial pour nos vies, Père. C'est pourquoi nous te demandons, afin que Dieu Tout-Puissant, toutes nos requêtes, tous nos besoins, toi, tu les reconnais. Tu connais le besoin de tout et chacun de nous. Réponds cela et manifeste-toi au nom puissant de ton Fils Jésus-Christ, que tu as prié. As we close our eyes, if anybody has any prayer requests, we ask Brother Vlad to come and close with a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we came this evening, O Lord, to be revived with your word, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We see that your word is fulfilling on every corner, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, your prophet foretold many things.
Yes, Lord.
And we see many things are fulfilled even in front of our eyes.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, like brother mentioned, that they are trying to put those cars on the road, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
They've been discovered, they made them, but they want to bring them to perfection.
Yes, Lord.
They want to just bring them there, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
They want to bring excitement for people, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But those excitements, O Lord, many of those excitements will just bring death.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, but we are so thankful that your words you send us.
Amen.
And your words
yes,
is bringing life to
yes,
us,
Lord.
O Lord. Oh, we want to just call upon your name. We are so thankful for your grace, because your grace you reach to us, O Lord.
Yes,
like we sing that song, O Lord, we've been blind but we can see.
Yes,
O Lord, we are so thankful that you opened our eyes.
Yes,
that we could see, O Lord, that your grace was to us, O Lord.
Yes,
O Lord, even thinking that we have to fulfill, O Lord, you told us what to do. We want to just go and testify, bring your
yes,
gospel
Lord.
To lost souls,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord.
When we see that you are fulfilling from one hand, that your people of Israel, they are gathering there, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
They are just waiting on you. O Lord,
yes,
help us
please.
To be in service for you,
yes,
to
Lord.
Preach the gospel to every creature in this world,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord.
O Lord, help us to be in your business.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us to fulfill your word.
Yes,
help us, O Lord, to be on that side where you want us to be, O
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Forgive our sins, trespasses,
yes,
O Lord. Restore our strength,
please.
O Lord. O Lord, help us. We commend even our children into your hands,
yes,
because
Lord.
We see we want to try, we bring them. We want to grow them, O Lord, on knowing of you, O Lord. But we are many times falling short of those things.
Please,
but Lord, we asking your mercy and grace,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord.
O Lord, we ask even for Brother Francois. Yes, he laid his time and everything aside. Restore his strength.
Yes,
O Lord, restore our strength.
Yes,
be with us, O Lord.
Yes,
revive us once
please,
again,
Lord.
O Lord.
Amen.
Spiritually, O Lord,
yes, Lord.
In our souls,
please.
That our hearts will be burning for you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That we will be really full of love for you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That we will be doing what you ask us, O Lord, to do. O Lord, when we leave this place, be with us, O Lord. We commit ourselves into your hands even now, O Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus of national breaking. We dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking. Fall torn. The Gentiles they numbered with honors encumbered. Eternity so pale and far. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear.